Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hervey McClellan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Robertson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Robertson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Nemo Leibold. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Mitchell. Batting third. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Del Pratt. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Harris. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Minoski. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Chick Fuster. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Ruel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Quinn. And now, play ball. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan strikes out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold hits a ball on the ground towards short. McClellan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell strikes out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Pratt reaches second base with a double. Burns goes all the way around to score. Pratt moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pratt scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harris. Shealy reaches second base with a double. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shealy scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields the ball and throws to Quinn covering. Safe. Falk moves to second. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk bunts towards third. Fuster fields it and throws to first for the out. Falk moves to third. McClellan moves to second. One out. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Falk scores. McClellan moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Mulligan hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McClellan tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0 for 1 in the game. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Strunk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Pratt covering, for the out. Collins moves to second. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Shealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Collins scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McClellan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Minoski. McClellan reaches second base with a double. Shealy moves to third. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 0 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Shealy scores. McClellan scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Alan Russell now pitching. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0 for 1 in the game. Leibold hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pratt hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Feuchter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-2 in the game. Strunk bunts towards third. Feuchter fields it and throws to first for the out. Mulligan moves to second. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. Mulligan moves to third. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Hooper hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter is 0-for-1 in the game. Feuchter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins misplays the ball. That's an error on Collins. Minoski moves to third. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-1 in the game. Rule hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Minoski scores. There goes Feuchter trying to get to third. Hooper throws the ball into Mulligan, who tags Feuchter for the out. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-3, White Sox. Alan Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Falk bunts towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. Shealy moves to second. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Feuchter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Shealy moves to third. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sheely scores. Schock moves to second. It's 7-3, White Sox. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mulligan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schock scores. Robertson moves to second. It's 8-3, White Sox. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-2 in the game. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robertson moves to third. Mulligan moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins hits a line drive into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0-for-2 in the game. Leibold hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leibold moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive towards short. McClellan catches it and throws to second to double up Leibold. Two outs. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Collins fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Ferguson now pitching. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hooper for the out. One out. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Sheely takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper who is chasing the ball. Harris reaches third base with a triple. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoski hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Harris scores. It's 8-4, White Sox. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuchter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoski moves to second. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rule bunts towards third. Mulligan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Minoski moves to third. Fuchter moves to second. Ben Carr pinch hits for Alex Ferguson. Harry Courtney now pitching. Elmer Miller pinch hits for Ben Carr. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Minoski scores. Fuchter scores. Rule moves to third. It's 8-6, White Sox. Shano Collins pinch hits for Nemo Leibold. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rule scores. Miller moves to third. It's 8-7, White Sox. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Ted Blankenship now pitching. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller scores. Mitchell moves to second. It's White Sox, 8, Red Sox, 8. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pratt takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell moves to third. Burns moves to second. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Burns scores. Pratt moves to third. It's 10-8, Red Sox. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Minoski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fuchter hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Pennock now pitching. Elmer Miller now playing center field. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McClellan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. McClellan moves to second. One out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship strikes out. McClellan scores. Blankenship moves to second. It's 10-9, Red Sox. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Mulligan hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mostill pinch hits for Amos Strunk. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blankenship scores. It's White Sox, 10. Red Sox, 10. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 10. the Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Moss still now playing center field. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rule strikes out. Schalk drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Rule out. One out. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock strikes out. There goes Miller. The throw from Schalk to McClellan, and Miller is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 10. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-4 in the game. Hooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hooper moves to third. Ernie Johnson pinch hits for Hervey McClellan. Rip Collins now pitching. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Falk moves to second. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Schalk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Minoski, who is chasing the ball. Schalk reaches third base with a triple. Hooper scores. Falk scores. It's 12-10, White Sox. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schalk. The slide. Rule applies the tag. Schalk is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Red Sox 10. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Jenkins now playing shortstop. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Jenkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pratt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Pratt reaches second base with a double. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy fields the ball and throws to Blankenship covering. Safe. Pratt moves to third. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Minoski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pratt scores. Harris moves to third. It's 12-11, White Sox. Red Faber now pitching. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoski. The throw from Schalk and he is safe. Minoski steals second. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jenkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Red Sox 11. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Mulligan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Faber moves to second. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mostill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Faber moves to third. Mulligan moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Faber scores. Mulligan scores. Mostill moves to second. It's 14-11, White Sox. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Mostill scores. Collins moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 15-11, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Shealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Collins scores. Hooper moves to second. It's 16-11, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hooper scores. Shealy moves to third. Falk moves to second. It's 17-11, White Sox. John Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins strikes out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Schalk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Schalk reaches second base with a double. Shealy scores. Falk scores. It's 19-11, White Sox. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Faber strikes out. Rule drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Faber out. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Mulligan hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 19, and the Red Sox 11. The Red Sox will come to bat. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Chaplin pinch hits for Rip Collins. Ed Chaplin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaplin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 19, and Boston Red Sox, 11. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.